From the AMT Society Maintenance Skills Competition, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. With me today is Tom, who is the coach of the team who competed in the Maintenance Skills Contest in Las Vegas Convention Center. Tom, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, you are the coach of the team of Southwest Mechanics who competed in this competition today.
Correct.
So what does that involve?
Well,
put the team together, you got to train them.
Right, exactly.
Eat Wheaties, what?
Yeah. Well, mainly just go to work and do a normal job. I'm in the training department, the maintenance training department. And so once the team is selected, and they pretty much select themselves, peer selection. And so once the team is selected, we treat it as a training exercise, and they come to the training building, and we train in each of the events as close to the normal circumstances that we'll see in competition as we can.
Now you have how many team members?
There's four team members plus me, the coach.
And they're from all over the system?
Right. Although this year, three of the four are from Dallas maintenance, and one of them, who's a returning member from last year, is from Orlando.
So how do you, because this competition is made up of how many little contests?
Well, there's 12 individual events that that we compete in, so 12 individual events.
And you have an idea of what they're going to be, but you don't know exactly.
Right. The AMT Society, who puts this on, goes ahead and they try to get a list of the events as soon in advance as possible, so you have some idea of what you're training for. And there's two or three events that come back every year.
And yeah, in fact, our guys, Southwest was a sponsor, and we sponsored one of our events. Can you explain what our contest was?
Yeah, the event that we sponsored was the APU, the Auxiliary Power Unit, and the tail of the airplane. We brought two of those, and the event that everybody competed with was removing the combustion chamber burner can and also the fuel control unit.
And I believe Gulfstream won that event for that this year.
Right. Gulfstream came in with the fastest time doing that event besides us. Actually, we had the fastest time in doing it, but we awarded the award to the second fastest time, which was Gulfstream.
Well, it's also not just pure time. They also you're also scored on neatness of the work area. What else are they scored on?
Well, there's all kinds of penalties, such as misuse of the tools, not following the steps. If they have foreign object stuff laying on the floor, again, neatness, putting your tools back.
Now, what's our record now? Well, I guess, I should have started this podcast off by saying congratulations, because we just won.
Right, we are now defending champions. So
won it last year, and
we've won it again this year. So.
And this is a relatively new competition, but there used to be another one, and it kind of phased out for a few years, and this is now getting it started back up.
Correct. This is the competition is being held in a conjunction with the symposium here in the convention, a convention. And before, the competition was organized by PAMA, the Professional Aviation Maintenance Association, and they had the competition for many years, and we competed in the PAMA Maintenance Olympics three times. And we won that the last year. That was in 1997. And so now we've done this twice, and we've won it twice.
So is it safe to say we have some pretty good mechanics?
Oh, it's absolutely safe to say that. I think every one of our team members would tell you that they're not the best mechanics that they work with day in and day out. They just happen to be the ones that were selected. I'm telling you, we have the best group of mechanics in the entire industry.
In fact, they spend quite a bit of their own time. They also had to travel. You did training exercise, but you trained.
Right. We trained by having three 4-day training sessions. So the guys had to have their schedules and their days off changed, and have to come to Dallas and do the training.
Well, I heard this asked already, but I didn't hear an answer. Are you going to be the coach again next year?
I guess so.
You heard it here first on Red Belly Radio. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. I know you got some other people that want to shake your hand.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a registered trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2011. I would have to say that our maintenance mechanics have indicated that we've come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.